So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Chamisha Tamen v'Chamisha Mo'adin. There are five damages of a Tam, where the owner pays only Chatzi Nezik, half the damages, and five of Mu'ad, where the owner pays Nezik Shalom, full damages. The Gemara explains the Mishnah primarily in two ways, the first being Shmuel's understanding. The following are the five types of Tam. Habehema Ein Mo'adis, Loi Ligach, V'loi Ligayf, V'loi Lashach, V'loi Lirboitz, V'loi Levoit. Animals are considered Tam regarding the five variations of Karen, deliberate damages, because it is unusual for them to gore, shove, bite, squat on something, or kick. Shmuel says that this phrase refers to Bershus HaNizik, because the Mishnah later explicitly discusses Bershus HaNizik. Therefore, we must say that this phrase follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, that Mishunna Karen B'chatzar HaNizik, Chatzi Nezik Hudim Shalom. For Karen, even Bershus HaNizik, a Tam pays only Chatzi Nezik. The Mishnah continues with the following five types of mood. Hashein mu'edes lachal esarola. It's usual for an animal to eat its customary food. Haregel mu'edes lishba b'derech hilucha. It's usual for an animal to damage in the course of its walking. B'shur ha'mu'ed, a tam that was warned three times about the above-mentioned five types of Karen. B'shur ha'mazik b'shus ha'nizik. This phrase follows the opinion of Reb Tarfon that mishun l'kerem b'chutzar ha'nizik nezik shalom hud m'shalom. For Karen b'shus ha'nizik, even a tam pays nezik shalom. V'ha'adam, a person who damages is fully liable. According to Shmuel, indeed, Reish Rabbanan b'seifa Reb Tarfon. Ravina explains, Kula Rabbanhi. The entire Mishnah follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, and he offers an alternate reading. Chamisha Tamen v'chamisha Mo'adin. The Chamisha Tamen are as before, Ha'behema einu mo'edis lo'i ligach, lo'i ligayf, lo'i lashach, lo'i libet, lo'i libet. And these five types of Karen, v'im hu'adu chamishasin mo'adin. The five Mo'adim refer to the five variations of Shur Tam for which they become fully liable after they were warned three times. The Mishnah then continues, V'shein v'regel Mo'adim etchilasin, v'zehu Shur Hamu'ed. Shein v'regel are immediately Mu'ed, v'shur ha'mazik, v'shur ha'nizik, machlekes Reb Tarfon Rabbanan. And the case of Karen and the Nizik's property is subject to the machlekes Reb Tarfon Rabbanan, as explained later in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Dalet. Additionally, the Mishnah continues, Hazeiv v'hari v'hadoi v'anoma v'abardlis v'hanachash, harei elu mo'adin. Wild animals such as wolves, lions, bears, and snakes are always mu'ed, even regarding Karen, because they are wild animals whose nature is to damage. Rebbe Elazar Omer, b'zman she'hein b'nei tarbus ein mu'adin. If they are domesticated, they can be a tam. V'hanachash mu'ed la'ilam. However, snakes cannot be domesticated and are always mu'ed. The Mishnah mentioned revitza, squatting as a form of Karen. The Gemara elaborates, Loishanu elapachin gedoilim, avapachin getanim urchehu. It's unusual for an animal to sit on large jugs, and so it is a form of Karen. But it's not unusual for it to sit on small jugs, and so this would be considered regal. A second version of this halacha, afilapachin getanim nami lav urchehu. It's unusual for an animal to sit on any jugs, and so revitza is always considered Karen. After discussing various wild animals, the Gemara turns to a line. Amar Shmuel, Ariber Shusarabim, Daras V'Ochel Pater. If a lion attacked an animal in a public place and ate it while it was still alive, the owner is not liable because Kivin de Urche Lemidras, Havale Shen B'Shusarabim Upater. This is its usual manner of eating, and so it is considered Shen, which is only Chayiv B'Shusanizik and Pater B'Shusarabim. Taraf V'Ochel Chayiv. If it first killed the animal and only afterwards ate it, the owner is liable because Taraf Lav Urchehu. This is not its usual manner of eating, and so it is considered Karen, which is Chayim B'Shus Rab. Rashi adds that he only pays Chatzi Nezik because regarding this, it's a Tam. Although the Mishnah said that an Ari is always a Mu'ed, that is only if it is Kavanas Lahazik. It wants to cause damage. But if it wants to eat, it's considered Shein, and Shein Mishunah is Karen, and regarding that, it's a Tam. The Gemara also explains that the above, that Daras V'Ochel Urche, and Tarav V'Ochel Lav Urche, is only where it eats it right away. But chayish nichnas alachatzra nizik tarfa behema lahaniach mishalom nezik shalom. If it killed an animal and did not eat it but rather stored it for later, this is not unusual, and the owner is fully liable as shein. Zok the Mishnah ma bin tam lemud elasha tam mishalom chatzi nezik megufay umud mishalom nezik shalom min aliyah. If one's ox gores, for the first and second occurrences, he is only liable for half the damages. And the payment cannot exceed the value of the damaging ox. Rashi Nef Tezvav Manalf explains because the Pasuk of Tam states, U'machre es asher hachai, v'chatzu es kaspoi. We sell the damaging ox and collect half its worth. V'im einisha b'chatzi nezik mafsid ha'nizik. If the damaging ox is worth less than half the damages, it's the damaged party's loss. However, mu'id misham nezik shalom min aliyah. After three occurrences, he is liable for the full damages, regardless of its value. Rashi here explains because the pasuk of mu'id states, yishalom shur tachas asher. The owner must compensate for the damaged ox, and the pasuk does not mention the damaging ox at all. The Gemara explains that the expression min ha'aliyah refers to m'ula shebenachasav. He must pay from his choice properties. This expression is similarly found in the pasuk v'yishkav chizkiyo im avoysa b'yikferu b'ma'ali kivri b'nei David. Chizkiyo ha'melech was buried in the choicest graves next to David Ushlema. The Gemara now digresses to discuss Chizkiyo's burial. The pasuk says u'chvayr asu lei b'maysa. He was honored in his death. The Gemara offers three interpretations. Heshivu yeshiv al kivri. The yeshiva was established by his grave. The Gemara brings a machlekes whether this was done shleisha shiva shleishim for 3, 7, or 30 days. Yotzu lefanav shleishim b'shisha elef chalutzei kesef. He was escorted by 36,000 men who ripped their garments, exposing their shoulders. Hinichu sefer Torah al mitasev amru kiyim zeh mashakasa b'zeh. A sefer Torah was placed on his bier, and it was announced he fulfilled all that is written here. The Gemara brings several opinions how this differs from the honor accorded to ordinary scholars. We bring a sefer Torah to, but do not place it on the bier. Alternately, we even place it on the bier, but we do not make the announcement. Alternately, we even announce that he fulfilled its words, but we do not announce that he taught it. The Gemara asks that this seems to imply that limud learning is greater than maisa fulfilling the mitzvahs. However, we've learned God the limud Torah shal limud mevil de maisa. The greatness of Torah study is that it leads to proper fulfillment of the mitzvahs. This indicates that maisa is greater than limud. The Gemara answers hal lemigmar hal legemure. Fulfilling the commandments is greater than studying, but teaching is even greater. The Gemara concludes the parak by expounding a pasuk referenced earlier regarding shein v'regel. Ashreichim zayri al kolmayim meshalchei regel asher v'chamar. Fortunate are those who sow by the water, ein zriya elot tzedaka, ein mayim elot tira. This refers to charitable acts and Torah study. Kol oisik b'tira v'gemilas chasadim zeichu l'nachla shnei shvatim. One who engages in both of these endeavors merits the spiritual inheritance of two tribes. Kila k'yosef, he merits a canopy, which symbolizes honor, like Yosef, who is referred to as a shayr. And Bina ki Yisachar, he merits understanding like Yisachar, who is referred to as a chamar. Hanulach arba, obviously we have Baruch Hashem completed the first parak of Masechta Baba Kama, and we'll begin the second parak, Ketzer Regel, in the next shir, Be'ezus Hashem.